Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Diana. How is everybody doing on the first day of the week? Hope all is well and everybody is doing well. I myself am enjoying this day because we got to go back to work in the morning. For you all that are retired, I am truly jealous. I cannot wait until my turn comes. But in the meantime, I thank y'all for the job. Hallelujah. All praises. I really enjoyed our class we had yesterday. It was absolutely amazing. After I thought about it, once I got off the air and everything, it was beautiful. I mean, we are really growing as a group, you know, and I think y'all is pleased. I really, really do. I'm so excited about where we're going and who we are becoming, and the fact that we are being listened to all over the world is a beautiful thing. I just want to let everyone know that is listening to our show, if you're missing the class, you are truly missing a treat. Every time I go to my email, there's someone sending me an email saying I want to join. I listen to you guys and I really want to be a part of the group, so it is definitely getting out there. People are definitely listening, and what a blessing it is. Okay, I just need one person. If you can hear me, push one. Just one person, that's all. One person, push one if you can hear me. I don't see nobody pushing none yet. Oh, okay, there you go, I got you. Thank you. Oh, not. All right, I got everybody. I'm going to have to get Brother Donnie out on here and see what's going on. Brother Donnie, what's going on with you today?
Shalom, how are you? I'm good,
oh,
man.
I'm just laying here.
I'm doing all right. And praise Almighty, yeah. Hallelujah, for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Then that he kept me. I'm still breathing. Hallelujah.
Ain't that a blessing? And you know, every time we ask if there's something new on the television, all you can say is, no, it's new every day. Something going on every day.
Yeah.
You know,
Yep. Every
day.
Yeah, I was just watching this guy on TV put this chip in this guy's arm, and he went outside and started his motorcycle, you understand, with the chip in his arm. Boy. I'm telling you, what is wrong with these folks? He opened the door to his house. You understand? He got a lot of tattoos and all of that stuff, man. Oh, man, I'm talking about his body is covered with tattoos all the way up to his neck. Man, I'm telling you, I don't understand them tattoos, man. I really don't. What's the purpose? But they did give an analysis. They said that it come from what they thought that the peoples brought that came here from outer space. They seen some stuff and they tried to replicate it by putting a tattoo here, there, you know. You understand? They got guys with the plate in their lips. Oh, man. You understand? I don't think Israel did anything like that. I don't really think so. I mean, Hebrew Israelites back there in those days.
Wow. Yeah.
You got nose jewels, ear jewels. You understand? You know, oh, man, it looks horrible. I don't see the attraction. What's his attraction? You know, between his nose, between his eyes, you know, that little piece of meat between your eyes that's over your nose. He got a thing between, oh, man, it's just, you know, a piece of gold or something between his eyes reaching from one side to the other. Oh, man, it's just, it don't look good. It's not an attractive thing for me. I don't see it. I guess everybody is different.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? I just do believe that we are living among a lot of people that are just not human. I mean, I do. Some of this stuff we look at for normal people. For normal people, it looks so, you know, it looks weird, but to them, it ain't, you know. It's just not.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I understand. I'm trying to understand. I just don't understand, but I'm trying to. I'm trying to figure this out.
I'm doing my best. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I understand. And you know, when you do that, when them tattoos, they hurt, man. You understand? They be sore for a long time. You understand? So I don't know. You know, I guess, you know, I mean, to each his own. That's what I say. You understand? In this society that we living in, is everybody do your thing.
You're about right like that. That's true. That is so true. Boy, I tell you. It's getting ready to get, it's getting interesting, that's for sure. All I know is that is for sure.
Yeah.
You like, woo.
Yeah, have you all heard anything about the virus? Has it, see, people are opening up the states now, all the states and cities and stuff, and they're trying to open up this stuff. Do you think that's a good thing or not?
I am not quite sure. I mean, you know, when you really think about, you know, how this virus has affected us and how many people have died as a result of it, I think it was man-made. And I think that it was set up, me personally, myself, I think it was man-made. I think it was unleashed. And however it got unleashed, I don't know what happened for it to hit the population like it did. And I think that it got out of control. And they have tried to stop it, but they can't stop it because they don't know really what it is, or they don't know how to stop it. And I really do feel that it's a money issue, you know, because it's too much money at stake for them to leave. The country will be gone if they don't do something. We got to do something. They're going to go back. You know, you just have to do everything in your power to protect yourself. I mean, you know, because this a lot, you know, when you think about New York has billions of dollars, probably trillions of dollars generating around all the hedge funds and the investors and all this stuff. These people trade and sell and manage retirement funds and trillions of dollars. And to just let it go in the toilet, they're not going to let that happen. So if that means that you got to glove up and mask up, you got to glove up and mask up, because they're not going to let that happen. The rich is not going to, they're not.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you that it's man-made, and I think that, see, like I had mentioned before, that Bill Gates and, you know, they're all part of a scheme to depopulate the population of the earth, you understand,
mm-hmm.
by 80%. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see, there's a lot of stuff that they doing that we can figure it out down the road as things start developing. But you understand, you know, when they depopulate the earth, that gives the elite people more of a chance to for the society to become what they wanted it to become. You understand? You know, if you notice, man, that they have a big problem with the United States turning from white to multicolor. And so they trying to get the United States back to what they see. This never supposed to have been multicolor. Period. You understand? It was only supposed to be. We was only supposed to come here. Set this place up, build what we could build out the society, you understand, and then they kill us off. That's what I believe, you understand. You know, it's a lot of facets to it now. It's not just a few things that I mentioned. It's a lot of stuff that's to it, you understand. Of course, now it's gotten out of hand, you understand. You know, somebody told me that they have a cure, you understand? They're just not putting it out there. But I don't think they have a cure myself. I really don't. I don't think that they have a cure. They don't have enough tests for everybody, so it's going to affect more people than they expected it to affect, you understand? Or maybe it's just going to get rid of the 80% that they wanted. But I believe exactly what you said when you said it was biological, you know, come out of a lab. I believe that. I really do. And I don't think it was just Chinese, you understand, Wu Sing or, you know, Wu Kang, the place that it came from. I think it was set up. Oh, man, I just, you know, it's just hell of a thing here. But do y'all, look here, what they never put in no creator. I heard a whole lot of stuff. You understand? But if you don't put the Almighty in it, you understand, you can't win it. Period.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's just my opinion.
I agree.
I think that, you know, it's like you mentioned, you understand, is that we got to do all we can do is to stay here. You understand? We can't take up all and say, well, you know, throw up our hands and give up. We got to still trust in the Almighty regardless. You understand? Because he's the one that's going, and in the end, we're supposed to win.
That is so very true. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, we just look at the situation. We do the best we can. We trust y'all. And at the end of the day, that's all we have at the end of the day. I think that it's good for us to see it and know it, because man, he always uses man to do what he needs to do. And unfortunately, you know, we have to be able to see this. So that's all I can say. I mean, you know, I don't know. Who am I? I'm just a peon watching the whole situation.
Yeah. See, the thing is that we got to recognize who our Elohim is, where our power lies.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And it has never been in these people. They have never, I can't think of one thing that they have done, you understand, for the embeddement of the peoples. I don't think so. I think it gives you that appearance, but in the overall,
mm-hmm.
you understand, it don't turn out well for us, period. You understand? They talking about rush to the polls vote. You understand? But it never turns out well for us. You understand? They promised us the moon, and we don't. But after a couple of weeks, they even forgot what they said. You understand? It never works out well for us, man. You know, there was a young lady that was on Sarnetta TV. That's a program that's on YouTube. And she was very astute young lady. Very intelligent. She's running for Congress, black lady, you understand? Mm-hmm. And she said a lot of good stuff. But I never mm-hmm. heard her mention anything about God, about our even the God that she represents. She didn't even put him in there. You understand? You know, it's all about how she wants to do this and that and the other and blah, blah, blah. But there's no mention of no Elohim, so I don't figure that to work at all. She might even make it into Congress. But like a brother told me years ago, it don't matter whether you make it into Congress or not. They already got an agenda.
Oh, yeah. No question about that. No question, but Yah does too. Their agenda is his. I mean, nobody gets to do anything. We play in a role. Nobody gets to do anything outside of him. We all, and when you think you're doing something outside of him, you still are playing into his plan because it's going to be what it's going to be. Still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing anybody can do about it at the end of the day. Hold on, let me get somebody else's mic open so we can.
Go right ahead.
Eric Cole. 904, your mic is open. You're on the air if you want to say something. Shalom,
everyone. I just wanted to encourage you all to go to YouTube. There's Dr. Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D, Butter, B-U-T-T-A-R. And he has this great clipping or video where he makes the connection between Dr. Fauci, Briggs, and Bill Gates. And in 2017, there's a clip in there with Dr. Fauci saying, certainly, during Trump's administration, there will be a pandemic and all of this. So when we know that these people have patents, then whatever solution they have that also. Again, I just believe this is a big old, it's a plan, but the Most High is ultimately in control. And one of the things that I've been hearing that I think is so important is when things are spoken against us, and we know that these plots and plans are devised against us, that in our prayer that we reject it, turn it and send it back to the sender and ask the Most High to make sure whatever they have planned for us, it does not come to pass for those that belong to him.
Absolutely. It says that, it already says in the scriptures that no matter what they derive against us will not prevail. So, just, and because he's watching over us, man. I'm telling you that we on the other side of the 400 years. We get an opportunity to get out of this place. You understand? After the great judgment, the judgment of these folks that held us captive. You understand? And no matter what they bring against us, we'll not prevail. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I mean, we know, we all know that this is the end of an era. And we're on the tail end of the end of an era, but before this era can end, we have to move into a whole nother phase. And in order to do that, something had to be created for us to move into that phase. And I've been watching this for years since I was in church to figure out what it was going to be. And everybody thought it was going to be war, you know, that everybody was going to go into war and they would be killing each other off. And then this person would step up and say, let's stop fighting. I have a solution for peace. But now we see that it's not war. It's a whole other area. It's biological warfare, you know, because when you start putting these diseases out there and you have all this stuff out there in the public and everybody's blaming everybody else, it shut the whole world down, not just America, the whole world. So something has to happen to take us into the next phase and to be able to do that. And like I said, I'll never forget what Mikhail said about the United Kingdom, that the money has been removed. I mean, that's a big deal. But nobody's really talking about it other than people that have been affected by it because it hasn't happened here yet. And when they start saying, well, the money is dirty and we just can't really afford to pass money anymore because that's something that we pass and it has a virus on it and we can be affected by that, we need to just start to go on digital, that's the next phase. Because in order for this one world system to come in that is completely digital, something has to happen to make that happen. And what better way to do it than something like this? So as we know that, we all we can do is watch it happen because the Most High said in his word it was going to happen, that we were going to go to a digital system, and here we are. And some people don't have a problem with it today because they do it today because you have options and choices. And it's convenient. It's convenient. You know, I was talking to Malka earlier. She's like, that's all I use is I very rarely, before, you know, we started really talking, I never had cash on me. Everything was, I just know how to use it. It's convenient. I can push a button from my phone and it's done. And it's very convenient. But nobody sees the tail end of it because it's not for our benefit. It's an agenda that's far bigger than this. But you best believe that they have it in the United Kingdom. It's coming over here real soon. Because it's coming away. They already have everybody wearing masks and we're wearing gloves and we're doing this and doing that. And money is dirty.
I haven't used no money in 5 years. Matter of fact, they got electronic pay. You understand? And you know, so all my bills get paid online. You understand? Electronically, on a specific date that I choose. You understand? And then when I go to the grocery store, I use my debit card. That's got a chip in it, of course.
But
I haven't used money in 5 years. I don't even know what money looks like anymore. They changed the colors on it, or.
And see that right now, that's very convenient for you to do that. But what that means is we're moving closer to the mark of the beast. Just like you said with the man that's swiping his chip, eventually they're going to get to the point where they're going to tell you in order for you to be able to buy or sell, according to the book of Revelation, you're going to have to put that chip in your hand. And the
well,
ones
I guess
that
I'm
going to
die then. I ain't putting no chip. I ain't doing none of that, man. I know the ramifications of it, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You understand? I might as well start digging my hole now.
Well, hopefully by that time we will be in the wilderness. But, I mean, that's what we are definitely coming to. I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's what we're coming to. It's just evolving very quickly now because it has to. It has to get to that point. And, unfortunately for us, we have to watch it until it's time for us to go. Because I believe that by that time we'll either be on our way out of here or already in the wilderness. I mean,
well,
we do believe that. I mean, you know,
I trust in the Almighty because he already said, out of it all, Jacob shall be saved. And he said that he will never make an end to us. So, you understand, I know that the Almighty watching this stuff very closely. And he got a time period set up, you understand. That's his, you know, this is his baby, whether we know it or not, you understand? This is his thing, you understand? You know, he said it, he brought us, we were created for his glory. That's what we were created. Hallelujah.
So, and if it's over there, it's coming over here. It's coming over here. And we just, you know, and we know what to look for. Just like I said, we know what to look for. He has equipped us with the scriptures to know what to look for, and it's coming. And then eventually, I don't know how long it'll be, but it'll definitely get to the point where they're going to put it in your hand. You know, you have a choice. You know, they're going to make that a choice. So you'll have two options. Right now we have two options. You can either do cash or card. And then eventually we're going to have two more options, and one's going to be obsolete. There'll be no more cash, and they'll tell you you can either use card or chip, however you want to do it. You can either carry the card on you with the chip in it, or we can put the chip in your body, and you don't ever have to worry about the cards getting stolen. And some people are going to go do that. And then after a while, there ain't going to be no choice. It's going to be like you either get a chip, or you're not going to be able to eat. And your family will not feed you. The Bible tells us that, too, that mothers going to turn against daughters, fathers is going to turn against sons. It's going to be all kind of stuff because they're not going to do it. Now, they said this stuff alters your DNA. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of information out there about that. We've been studying that for years. Because I know I've been in that since I was 13, reading about this marketed beast, this chip that's coming in your skin. And then you got Israelite groups out there, messianic Israelite groups, that's telling the people that the beast is not, that there's no man coming, that this is a system. It's like, it's all of it is going to be together. Yes, it's going to be a system, but there's going to be somebody orchestrating that system. Yah has always used man to do what he needs to do. So, and it's going to be rough because a lot of people don't want to accept it, and a lot of people are going to accept the system so they can have the things that they want. Because you see them now, they rioting now because the hairdressers ain't open and the barbershops ain't open. And they opening up the hairdressers, the barbershops, the tattoo parlors. What else did they say they was opening up? The gyms, everywhere where people congregate, where you have to be exposed to people breathing on you. So they're going to have to wear gloves and masks. Now, this, we move into another phase. This is serious business. Hold on, Area Code 828, would you like to say something on this matter, or did you just push one just to let me know you heard me? Area Code 828? Okay, I'll put you back on mute. But, yeah, we headed there now. This is some serious stuff. Area Code 228, your mic is open if you want to say something. I'll put them, some people just push one so they can let me know they heard me. I don't want to get them, you know, make them feel that way. Area Code 540, your mic is open if you want to make a comment. You know, it's crucial. You got to get ready because it's not yeah. Anything. Go ahead.
Two things. One, I didn't get that from you.
Say again. Oh,
I didn't
yeah,
get
I'm
that
doing it right now. You know, I just thought about it. I'm just doing it right now, my friend. I got you. I'm giving it to you right now.
No
What's
problem.
The other thing?
And the other thing, you know, it's like this. You know, we just got to be ready to ride this thing out. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you like you were saying, you can't buy or sell without this mark. And not only that, but don't take any of those shots because one of those shots is going to change your DNA, to whereas you cannot be saved at all.
Mm-hmm. What you mean the vaccination?
COVID. Yeah, the COVID virus. Maybe how no, about
I'm oh, okay.
Come.
Not doing that at all either. You understand? I ain't taking no vaccination. I ain't taking no flu shots. I ain't took a flu shot since they had it in play. Never did that. You understand? I'm all right with where I'm at.
I don't blame you. So we just got to be ready. Pull out of here. We're ready here.
Yeah, he said he's going to come get us out this mess, man. All we got to do is wait on him. And when he said wait on him, that we just got to be sitting back, not sitting back, man, you understand, but preparing ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually, you understand, for our voyage. We getting ready to get out of here, man. It ain't going to be too much longer, you understand. I had told y'all, I said, before this virus came into play, I said it's going to be something significant that's going to happen that if for our benefit. You understand? And guess what? The virus is out there. So now we know. Now, see, a lot of our brothers and sisters is not taking this serious enough. They think it's going to roll over, but wait till the next one, the next thing that's going to happen. You understand? That should open your eyes to that there is a true and living Elohim that's orchestrating all of this stuff. Because he said that we're going back home. You understand? And all of these nations is going to perish. They're gone. They ain't going to be here very much longer. There's going to be a few in number. Hallelujah.
Well, we just got to be ready for what the fact is that, you know, Yah's trying to get us I believe, this is just my opinion, I believe he's trying to get us to not be so enamored with this place anymore. Not to be enamored as far as like trying to get things, cars, and go on vacations, trying to get as much education as you can so that you can go after these things. Because it's all basically a daggone illusion.
Yep.
Because what you ask for is a whole lot better. A whole lot better. And, you know, Satan, as y'all know, he knows where he's going. He's got a date with the lake. And he's going to try to take as many people with him as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are already on his side, to him, that's no challenge. It's the ones who are on y'all side that he wants to take. So I'm just saying, you know, we as a people just have to be ready and, you know, encouraging one another and learning how to love one another. Because, I mean, you know, you got folks that are out there that are really scared, that are truly, truly scared. And also some of them are even asking questions. So, you know, that's good that they're scared, and it's good that they're asking questions. But if you're scared, move. You're asking questions, still move. Pray and move.
Yeah, you gotta walk it out. I mean, you know, the story was written, the end was written from the beginning, so you gotta walk it out. There's nothing really you can do. You know, at the end of the day, you know, wow. It's just critical. I'm serious. I think Livia just sent me something on where it says, she says states are cracking down on companies microchipping their employees, how common it is. And see, I already told them when that kind of stuff happened, I'm out. I mean, because if we're working from home, what we got to be microchipped for?
No.
They tagging their people in the land. Yeah, this is serious business. I mean, it is really getting serious. It says 7 states have banned mandatory microchipping of humans. So they're trying to stop it, it looks like.
Make up your mind.
What is your company doing? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's okay. I know. I just said make up your mind who you will serve.
Mm-hmm.
Like I
really?
Said. You understand that? You understand this? No, this place is not set up for us. When they make medications, you understand they don't use. They don't make medications to fit our DNA. You understand what we're doing is we're taking and using those same medications that they set up for them folk, not ours, not us at all. Period. You understand? So we never come out the winner as long as we stay here. You understand? Period. You know, and you got to look at this society. It's been on corruption. It's always been on corruption, murder, interracial marriages, homosexuality, lesbianism. You understand? The number of other things that this place is set up for. And this is not no kingdom of y'all. Ain't no kingdom of y'all gonna be set up on those principles at all. Hallelujah.
That's true. That is true. But you know what? Like you said, when you're dealing with people who don't really know y'all, you know, it's not a whole lot you can do in terms of expecting too much from them. Because I think we expect too much. You know, these people are living the life. That's what America is. It's the land of opportunity. You can come here and do anything you want to do. With no, nothing.
That's
to
right.
Say.
That is correct. All the nations on the face of the earth want to come to America.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Africans, man, that will get on one of them old rinky-dink boats and try to sail the sea to get to America or England. They go to England, too. You understand? But, you understand, you know, because they figure this is the land, you know, let me see. Let me tell you this here. What happened? The Danites that was in the northern region, they when they left, came down to the Ethiopian area, you understand? And when Eldad the Danite came to try to get these guys and bring them back to Jerusalem, they thought that Jerusalem, the streets was paved with gold.
Mm-hmm.
Brother William, I got a question for you. Can you hear me? Brother William, were you there? Is the end of your email 123?
Arm weapons. 123.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I don't want you to say that out loud because, you know, you'll get emails from everybody in the world.
I'm still getting in
everybody
here, so
in the world.
I'll just cut them off.
Okay, it's on the phone.
Okay. You know, so everybody want to come to America. Boy, they think the streets is paved with gold.
Yeah.
They have an illusion of inclusion.
Yeah. And they get to do whatever they want to do. They can drive whatever they want to drive. They can wear whatever they want to wear. They can do it all. They can sleep around. They can do whatever they want to do, and it's done.
Yep.
You know, and there's no repercussions, no problems, no anything. You can commit a crime and go to jail, and guess what? They got cell phones in jail. They got free cable in jail. They got all kind of stuff going on in jail. They get to go to school free in jail. I mean, all kind of stuff. And it's like, what? That's my punishment.
Okay.
You know, how are you able to have a cell phone in jail? And I ain't talking about when you sneak in. They give them to them. Education is free. So, I mean, what? So somebody can rape somebody's kid and go to jail, and they got cell phones and free gym memberships. They got free education, free food, free clothing. I mean, all kind of free programs they go through. What's the point? So, I mean, it's a lot of things when you talk about how the society is set up. That is screwed up because anytime you can pay a football player more than you can pay a firefighter, it's a problem.
Okay, that is correct.
A police officer, these people put their lives on the line. You know, doctors and the firefighters don't even make as much as doctors make.
Teachers neither.
Men and women put their lives on the line.
They got a moratorium on teachers.
Right, teachers too. These are people that shape our society and do things for our and make sure our children have the things that they need to function. So when you have a society like this, and entertainers are paid more than the first responders and the people that keep you alive, that's a problem. And who wouldn't want to come here and do something like that? Movie stars make more than firefighters make.
That is correct.
So we have to begin to ask the Most High to deliver us and to take us back home, you know, so that we can get in, so He can rule His kingdom the way it's supposed to be ran, because it ain't gonna be like this.
Of course not, not at all. And see, this is a two-party system. You got two parties, one of the both of them on the same coin.
Right, absolutely.
One of them you think is for you, you understand, and they do their little underhanded stuff, and one you know that ain't for you.
So you got that choice.
You understand? But
absolutely.
in the kingdom of Yah, it's run under one understanding, one rules, regulations. That the Almighty has 613 laws. That's what it's run under. Those 613 laws. You understand? There's no other party that can come in there and say, "Well, we want to change that." So when we get in, we're gonna change all of that. That's not gonna happen. You understand? And the rulership is only one, Judah. That's it. There's no Manasseh don't get a chance to reign unless it's in his area.
Right, absolutely. Hold on, let me open this up. Area code 917, your mic is open. You're on the air to join our conversation. Shalom, shalom.
Hi, shalom, shalom to you. Hey, you know, it just occurs to me, you want to talk about living in a civilization based on what Jesus would have wanted, what God would have wanted. Think about where this virus came from, okay? It came from the poorest regions of the world, the most impoverished place where the likes of you and me and everybody else, we turn our face to that starvation and that suffering. And the fact that there's a place where people are in such close quarters with animals because they're so impoverished that diseases are bound to arise. Now, I'm here to tell you those same people are the same slaves that build our iPhones and build our devices and all the things that we're sitting here doing these podcasts on. It all is built by these same slaves. And furthermore, we have the mark of the beast already, the microchip. My brother, we have one in our pocket. It's the stupid phone that we're using that are built by these slaves that came and gave us this disease in the first place, okay? Jesus told us to pay no heed to the morrow. He said, cast away your possessions, give them to the poor. Which of us has done any of that? Nobody. Tithing was supposed to be the bare minimum. That was Jesus's like eye roller. Like, oh yeah, if you have to do something and avoid hell, go ahead and tithe. If you were truly following the plan of Jesus Christ, he always said that you should give away all of your extra possessions, all of the things. And it doesn't just mean, oh, help your community, local community center or something, or put up a Grange display down at the local farm stand. It means, actually, you go and help those people on the other side of the earth who are starving, who are so abject that they live in these conditions, billions upon billions of them on top of each other, and then here comes the disease. Let me tell you something. Jesus would have said so himself. If you set your friend's apartment on fire, your neighbor, you set his apartment on fire because you hate your neighbor, well, that is fine. You're going to get rid of your neighbor, but the fire is eventually coming back to your own apartment. Don't forget that. Now, what do you think about that, please?
All righty. That is wonderful. You know what? I am so glad you called into this line. I think he didn't hang up. Oh, no, he didn't hang up. He's still there. I am so glad that you called into this line. Do you know who we are? Are you still there?
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening for a while now, first-time caller.
Do you know who we are as a people?
Oh, because you mean
human
beings? Yeah.
We're not your average ordinary African-Americans. You know that, right?
Well, the fact that you guys don't eat that Democratic Party stuff, and I just heard my brother here say that they're the same, and it's true. They're both on the same, you know, it's one party, a giant business corporate party, and it just happens to have two factions, but that's it. They have the same outcome. And so, you know, actually, I'm very glad to have heard you say that. It's very rare to hear almost anybody say that, but I was very impressed to hear that. Thank you for saying all that.
No, what I was trying to say is that we are the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites of the Scripture. So, you know, we don't attest to anything there's a lot of things that we don't attest to when it comes to the way the Bible is taught, the way we see this society, how we see the whole world as a whole, you know, because we understand that there is a truth that hasn't been spoken of yet, and we are doing that right now. We don't really attest to any of this, of the way anything is going, but unfortunately, because we were brought here as slaves and because we are so-called free now, you know, and we've come into the knowledge of who we are, we don't attest to any of it. I mean, you know, we were slaves once. So, yes, we do understand how other people and other nations have enjoyed the proceeds from us and the things that we did because we built this country. This country was built off of the backs of the Israelites that came here slaves, but everybody else is enjoying it because guess why? Because we disobeyed our Elohim. So as a result of our disobedience, we are here in this country, supposedly free, living a substandard lifestyle. So, yes, we can definitely understand what it's like to be a slave and for everyone else to enjoy the proceeds from the slave. And as far as
well, guess what?
Wait. I allowed you to talk. Let me have my time. Let's be courteous. Can we be
go
courteous?
Ahead, let's go. Here.
I'll give you a
testify.
Chance. As far as Christianity is concerned, the version of the story that you have received, you will eventually come back and say, after this is all over, that our fathers have inherited lies. Because the version that you were given is completely wrong, because the so-called Christ Jesus, he was a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. So, I mean, when you really start to understand these things, when truth comes in, then it lays the platform for other things to be corrected. So as to your answer to your question, of course we understand. We understand more than anybody. Your turn.
One other thing I wanted to bring to your attention is that don't start reading from the New Testament. Start from the Genesis all the way through. Then you get a bigger picture as to what the story is all about and what the whole thing is all about. You understand? If you just go in the New Testament, you're going to be conflicted. That's just my opinion. It's not my opinion.
When you go
I agree with you. I mean, absolutely. I'm very well versed in both Testaments. I'm an atheist, but I'm a biblical scholar. I don't believe in God, really. I know that makes me worse than everybody. But, I mean, I'm a student of Christianity. I understand how the end times have been foretold in both the New and Old Testaments, and the Quran, actually. If you want to add one more part to it, that's like part three, if you want to think of it that way. There's a lot of information in there. The book of Revelation itself almost seems to mimic what's about to happen. First, there's pestilence that's happening. Then there's famine. All the food places are drying up. Then there's going to be Armageddon, and that's when everybody goes and attacks China. First of all, like we just said, that's where the slaves are. We're going to go ahead. The whole world is going to say, hey, fuck China. They're rude. They're out there with their wet markets. We're all going to converge to attack them, and there's your Armageddon. That's a nuclear country. Here comes the fire. Here comes the brimstone. They really aren't to blame, you know, only in the sense that if the world was an equitable place, they wouldn't have been in that position to begin with. But here we are. We're going to scapegoat them and say, hey, this disease was from you guys. And that is going to start Armageddon. That's a very powerful nation right there. We're going to converge on them just like the Bible foretells. You know, hey, I'm an atheist, but I'm just telling you guys, this maps out. This scans with all the details.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Voltex Malone? Voltex Malone?
Oh, no. Let me...
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know what? If you go to Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, it tells you that the Gentile is going to confess that our father has inherited lies, and it's going to be there for you to understand that the way that you've been taught and the way we all were taught, not just you, all of us, is the version of the story that we had was incomplete. And just like you said, I'm an atheist. But I know I'm watching Revelation unfold, and I'm watching this unfold, and this is happening, and that is happening. Just like you're coming into that knowledge, you're going to come into the knowledge of the rest of it, because truth has to come out. And you'll understand that there's a group of people that have been scattered across the four corners of the earth that are God's people, and that we have to be gathered together. But you know what? The whole world is watching Israel. Those people that are in the land of Israel as the marker, but you really need to be watching us, because as the Most High gets ready to remove us, that's when all hell is going to break loose. So that's just, you know, it's just the truth. It's not, you know, it's not anything, you know, that we're trying to sell or convince anybody of. But as you start, just like you're watching Revelation, watch Israel, the real Israel, and watch what happens.
Hey, did you ever read Howard Zim's? Did you ever read Howard Zim's People History, or did you ever take a look at Howard Zim before? You ever had any encounters with him before? Oh, you should look at it.
No.
It's very. Yeah, I think it would turn you on. It has the story that he tells about history from the people's perspective, from the perspective of the slave. You know, from the perspective of you know, even from the Civil War perspective, how really. All of these things orchestrated by an ultimate master, the Civil War itself. You go and take a look at how other countries, when they wanted to end slavery, they just merely bought the slaves at a fair price off of the slaveholders and let the slaves loose. That's what they did everywhere else in the world. Only here, only in this corporate monster, did they decide that they had to actually have a violent exchange and actually have the slaves themselves battling it out, when realistically they could have bought that out at any time, as you know. Also, on the issue of reparations and everything, it's kind of ridiculous that it's not something that's given, like, very, at least it's not even given credence or consideration. It's almost it's eye rolling. Even our African American politicians aren't allowed to even talk about it because people think it's ridiculous or whatever. But I'm here to say, it's like you're saying, people were pulled out of their homeland. They're pulled out of they're divided around the earth on these horrible, violent circumstances, and there is a bill to pay for that. Now, I don't care if you say, oh, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of people go, oh, I wasn't there. Oh, that was my great-great-grandfather or whatever. They even say, oh, I was from another country. But the fact of the matter is there's a bill to pay there. You owe those people unto their furthest generation. Like, what would you do if you could go back in time? If you could ask that person, what would you want in response? And I'm sorry this happened to you, but can we take care of your great-great-grandchildren unto the furthest generation? Of course that's what they would have wanted. And it's owed. If you do a terrible crime to someone, they get an extreme, extreme compensation for that. That's just the way – that's the law of – that's just law. That humans have understood that since we were, you know, chopping stones and stuff. So I'm just saying the world – the way the whole world is designed – people are very selfish, you know. I mean, I'm not excluded. Do I give all my money to help the most impoverished people? There's children living in landfills. Do I do anything about it? No. Does anybody I ever met do anything about that? No. Did you guys do anything about it? Not really. We all try to do as much as we can, but realistically, I'm talking to you on a device that I could use and get a couple of kids out of the dump as we speak. So I'm saying it's deserved. This monstrosity returns to bite us. It comes from these dark regions in the distant lands that we try to forget exist, where people suffer. And now the suffering comes back. Oh, boo-hoo. We can't go. Our kids can't have prom anymore. You know, that's the first of the pestilence. Imagine what it's going to be like when, you know, the famine comes through, the Great Depression coming up, Great Depression Part 2, back and better than ever. And that's going to happen. And what are all these people, whining people who can't even get over the fact that, like, oh, I have to stay at home with my children? That's a punishment. You should like being with your children and family. That's God is giving that to us. I don't care if I'm.
Can I say something real quick? It's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. I'm going to put you on hold because someone else wants to talk. But you stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you for your comment. Hold on just a minute. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air. 513, your mic is open.
You think they might
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
I just wanted to hearken on what I've stated on many occasions in class is that some people have issue with judgment. And the last caller, and that's my total interpretation of all the mumbo jumbo that was coming out of his mouth, is that you will not avoid judgment.
That is correct.
Right. It's coming.
Let it go.
That is absolutely correct.
We're trying to guilt trip people, oh, because these kids are making, we are not helping poor people here and this and this and this. You're not going to escape it.
That is absolutely
Everyone true. Faces judgment. Let it go. And that's it. That's all I have to say.
Well, that's why that's why I told him to start from the beginning. Read the whole book and try to you'll get a picture as to what the whole thing is about. You understand? But when you go into the New Testament, you're going to be hit with a lot of different stuff, man, and you never get the few pictures of what's going on. You understand? You say he's a scholar of the New and the Old Testament. I don't think so. Because if you read that Old Testament, it'll give you the whole picture, and then you can go into the New Testament and be able to and feel comfortable. You understand? But you won't be all over the place. Hallelujah.
But you know what it shows? it shows that we're growing, because when you have people of the other nations who have called in to make comments or have things to say, and they feel comfortable saying them, you know, I'm very proud of everybody, because you handled it very diplomatically. But we are who we are. We're not having anymore. We're not afraid to say who we are anymore. We're going to say who we are and what the scripture says. Now, just
absolutely.
Like we were getting, like he said, just like we had to adjust to our punishment, everybody else is going to have to adjust to their punishment. The Most High said every nation will be judged and punished. And that's just the way it is. There's nothing anybody can do to change it. It is
what
it is.
Absolutely.
It is. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. Hold on. Area code 904, your mic is open again. You're on the air. 904, you're on the air. You know,
I'm not sure really what his point was or what his questions actually are, but I am a little curious as to when he says, and the slaves are in China, and I see a replacement happening beneath what he was saying, if I'm right, where he is trying to replace us and our experience with the current people in China.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was wondering, where is he going with that? I really would like for him to elaborate. When he talks about the slaves, is he saying current day that these people work in slave conditions, or is he trying to say these people are the slaves of that Bible? I'm not sure where
he's
going and what
he's
point he's
that
trying to move.
He said it was the current conditions because they make the goods and services that we enjoy. And that they, you know, that they're slave labor. They're being paid pennies for producing the goods and services that we've enjoyed. But like I told him, everybody has enjoyed what we did too.
But that's all over
and
the world. It's not just in China. People all over the world are working slave wages. So
right.
I'm not really sure what point, because it seems like there's more to the assertions that he's making, and I really would like to know what are his questions, and really what is he trying to understand, if he's trying to understand, or if he's trying to share something where he thinks he's enlightening us. I would like to know, because it really wasn't clear. Like the sister said, he was kind of all over the place, but I hope he understands. And this is why I think the one thing that was important about what you said is, as we talk about these scriptures and eschatology as it relates to us, is our focus. And there's a plan for us as a people.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's it. That's where it starts and that's where it ends. And unfortunately for the people of the other nations, because they don't understand us and they don't understand our story, and because, you know, everybody has an agenda for us and an outcome for us and a solution for us, they don't understand that the only solution that we have is the outcome that the Most High has given us in His Word. There's no social solution. There's no political solution that's going to fix the spiritual problem. And it's not. I don't care what. We're not supposed to save the world. The Most High never told us to save the world. He never told us to do the things that everybody's expecting us to do, to look beyond ourselves, because we as a people have our own issues, to look beyond ourselves and go try to save somebody else. We have to first look inside of ourselves and internally repent to Him, and then begin to live the lifestyle that He tells us to live before anything can happen. So, you know, that is the Gentile solution always. The Gentile always wants to tell everybody else how it should be done because of the things that they know Christianity to be. And that's why I had to deal with that issue. The version that you receive and the information that you have been given, and we have been given the same information, is false. It's false, because until the world accepts the fact that Jesus Christ, or we call Him Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, until you accept the fact that that was a Negro, that was a black man, it's nothing we can talk about. That everybody loves until that part comes up, and then you become an enemy. So, you know, it's a lot of things that we have to accept that the Israelites were black people. How do we know that? Just give you one incident. That when Pharaoh's daughter, Pharaoh Moshe, and took him into Pharaoh's house, the Egyptians were black. So Moses had to be black. There's no way he could have passed for Pharaoh's grandson being Caucasian. But you know what? When the Sabbath comes in, every Sabbath, I pull up YouTube and I pull up the same biblical story, the King David, the full movie, Daniel, the full movie. And every time I look at those people and those characters, they are always Caucasian. And I say to myself, why don't they tell the truth? We have all these religious people that are putting out all these religious programs, and they refuse to tell the truth. And you know why? Because they're paying to produce it. And if they're paying to produce it, they're going to make the characters look like them. Everybody is receiving lies. And until
not only that,
out, the whole world is going to accept the lie.
Yeah, not only that, Sister Yaina, is that, see, they've been telling that story, man, since the beginning of this captivity. You understand what I'm saying? And so we've become accustomed. That's why we got those white Jesus in our apartments. You understand? You know, because we've been accustomed to that. But do you remember what the Almighty said? He said that the in the latter days, knowledge will be increased. So we're going to get a better understanding as to what all of this stuff right here is about. That's why I mentioned to him to read the book. If you read the book, you understand, what you're talking about right now, you understand, it will change your whole outlook. Hallelujah.
And I think he's gone. No, he's still here. You know, when you understand that situation, that Christ and all of the disciples and the apostles were black people, I mean, really, you have to come to the terms that the Israelites were black and the God of Israel is black. So until we come to those realizations, it's not going to ever be what it's supposed to be. Eric Hope, yes. 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, everybody.
Hello.
You know, I was just sitting back listening, and you know, and I, you know, it's not just in the scriptures, so that the young man that called in, so that he knows, you know, he can go read the writings of Tacitus, who was a Roman soldier who was dead in 70 A.D. Tacitus wrote very clearly that the people that was in no walls in Jerusalem, those Israelites, they were Ethiopian type race, dark skinned people with woolly hair. So that Josephus wrote the same thing. It's just that this stuff has been avoided, you know, and there have been many travelers and scholars all throughout the earth that went out throughout the earth in the 1700s, 1600s, 1800s that wrote. And I quote one of them for you. He said, and I quote, that there are still a few Jews lingering in the Jordan Valley. This was in the 1890s. A low race of people. And as dark as any of the Ethiopian races. But see, all those things were taken out of the textbook because those people that playing a role as us now, those people that went and told a lie and did the identity theft, they removed all that because they're the ones that write all our history books, all our scholarly books. And because of what they say, people just accept it and believe it. But, you know, he made the statement that, yeah, he see all this stuff happening. If he was to read the books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and see that there are certain things that were supposed to take place when Israel, right before Israel goes on, he'll see that the desert is supposed to bloom, which it just did this year. And if it was them, were the people, it would have bloomed in 1948, but it didn't never happen because the land doesn't respond to those people. You know, and all this stuff is happening. There's awakening. It's just amazing. You know, and it's not said out of disrespect. But people have to understand, you know, truth is truth. You know, right is right. And like you said, until they can accept that fact, none of it's going to make any sense. But there's facts. The facts of it are out there. There are tons of facts out there about it. And it's just not being admitted to right now. It wasn't time yet. Now is the time. And they're going to wake up and see, like you said. Their fathers have surely taught them lies.
That's good.
Hey, sir.
Let me clear up something right quick, Adoni. And I agree with everything you said, with the exception of one thing. They want to paint us as Ethiopians. We are Shemites. Ethiopian is Ham. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know that. But what they did, they don't understand that. The thing about the Hamites and the Shemites actually look just alike. And the only way they could describe them was describing what they knew was a dark-skinned person that was a Hamite, which is an Ethiopian, a Cushite.
Yeah, but make no mistake that we are Shem, not Ham, not Canaan. But they want to get, see, just like when they bring us over here, they lump us all together as Africans. We're not. You understand? To avoid calling us Hebrew Israelites, they want to call us all Africans. That's not true.
And when you think of it, I'm going to open up your mic again too, young man. I ain't going nowhere. Just give me a minute. And when you think about the modern-day Christianity and all of the things that has been taught, all of it is a lie. I mean, talking about the systematic part of it. You know, they use the word to try to carry forth the agenda, but the word doesn't even respond because it's a lie. And until they come to the realization that we are the people and they have been allowed to do this for so long, and to all of the evangelicals, I'm going to say this, you keep looking at Israel over there, you're going to miss it. The timeline is off. You're going to miss it because I have seen so many shows that this is the end of the world and these are the prophecies that have to be fulfilled. And you know we're moving into the last days because Israel is the key and we have got to watch Israel. And Israel it has become a nation in 1948. So we know that we're at this point. And I'm going to say this to you. You're looking at the wrong group of people.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You're watching the wrong group of people because it's not in them that the timeline is set. It's in the Israel that's scattered across the world. It's in that black group of people with that woolly hair. And we're speckleberry now. We have all kind of colors that go with us. Ephraim is a cape that's not turned, I think is what the scripture says. You know, and as we keep going, you're going to understand that this thing has been mapped out, that the Most High wrote the end from the beginning. And when you open up that Bible and you lay it out and you compare it to current times and end times and the things that are happening now, it's going to line up. But you got to accept the people because we are the key. We the key. And that's all. I'm going to open up his mic and give him an opportunity to speak. All right, young man, your mic is open. You're on the air again.
Hey, am I young man?
I guess. You sound
young. All right, I just turned 40, man. Well, so I'm going to say a couple things. I don't know why the callers thought I was rejecting your claim to be Israelites. As a matter of fact, even as an atheist, I happen to know that when they do reconstructions, even when they try to do reconstructions of what Jesus would look like, it always turns out to be someone who's black. And the reason why you're seeing all the white statues that you're alluding to and the paintings and all that stuff, really all extends back to the Roman Catholic Church. When they took power and took control of the Jesus myth and perverted it into what Christianity believes in today, they whitewashed the whole thing. They wanted it to appeal to a European audience, so they completely whitewashed it. They made it look like somebody with blonde hair and blue eyes or whatever, the Aryan depiction of a person or whatever. Science proved that, of course, the people that are all throughout the Bible would have been black because what else could they have been from those different regions? It wasn't like, it's not like it is today. People are like, oh, they must have been Jews because they see Jews, you know, they see like the diaspora or the Zionists there now and they go, oh, that must be what people look like or whatever. But that's just a recent current event. That just happened in the last 100 years, that stuff. If you go back even like 200 or 300 years, it's all black in the area. And if they reconstruct people from the area, it's always black. So science actually says all that. So, I mean, I wasn't saying anything like that. Absolutely. the tribes. These were desert tribes from this area. That was a black genealogy at that time. And yeah, the movies and stuff. The movies are really just based on the stupid, Roman whitewashing. So then they go back and they're like, well, no one's going to believe that a black person would have been Jesus, right? So then they have to cast some guy with blood. It just perpetuates forever in that way. And it's kind of weird to think that it started with the Catholics themselves. That was only about 400 years after Jesus died they started that stuff, you know, pretty quick. Anyway, I wasn't saying all mm-hmm. that. I pretty much agree with everything you're saying. So, no beef here, except for the fact that I don't believe in God.
Why do you think Christianity refuses to accept the fact that we are the people? How do you think? And I'm talking about the white evangelical church, because we know that the black church, their eyes are closed. We know that. We know that the Most High has to open their eyes and reveal to them who we are. But it's some people that know. Why do you think they just refuse to accept that?
I think if I'm going by, so I'm not religious, but I have a lot of redneck religious relatives down south, and I just think the thing is, it's sort of like an eye-rolling situation. They've been taught this one thing all their life. They're used to seeing the stupid Catholic depictions of all this stuff, and for someone to come out and say that the color is wrong, it's just confusing, and they just think it sounds like some liberal nonsense, you know? I know that it isn't, but believe me, I can't even show them the science or show them the photo, the genetic recreations of Jesus and stuff, or else they're going to, like, accuse me of whatever. I mean, I don't even know. They just think I'm a jerk, you know? It sort of flies in the face of everything they've ever believed. Suddenly they have to replace this Santa-looking Jesus in their head with a black guy. It's kind of weird, I think, to them, maybe, you know? I wouldn't even go so far as to say they want to reject it. If you were white Africans claiming it or something, I don't know. They probably would be like, fine, as long as it still looks like the stupid statue, you know? I don't know. That's my take on it. What do you think?
Let me jump in one thing. See, what happens is that they're trying to hold on to a tradition that's failing now. It's all coming apart at the seams. So this is why they're trying to hold on to. They're trying to disregard and not acknowledge the truth, and that's where it's at right now. It's failing.
Agreed.
We know that the people that are in the land now have to be there. They have to imitate us because there are things that have to be fulfilled as it relates to prophecy for the deception of the rest of the world. You know, but the people, and I'm just sharing something with you. If you really want to know what's going on in terms of prophecy and the timeline of prophecy, you keep your eyes on the Israelites that are of color, the ones that are of color, and watch. Because according to Genesis 15:13, we have fulfilled our 400-year curse that we had on us in this land in America. August the 20th of 2019, we have been here 400 years. Now, according to that prophecy, that once we have completed that, we were going to see the judgment of this nation, and we're looking at the economy of this nation right now due to the pandemic taking some serious hits. And he said after the judgment of this nation, we were going to come out with great substance. So all we do is depend on what the word says, that the Most High said his word would not come back void. And we're doing that right now by preparing ourselves for that, you know, because the judgment has nothing to do with us. He's the one that implements the judgment. So as we do that, everybody has to keep their eyes on Israel, the color, the black people that are the true Israelites, to understand the timeline.
All the nations will be punished that held his people captive. That's what it says.
No, that's pretty much all of them, I guess.
I'm sorry,
that's pretty much them all, really, because, you know, they have been held captive pretty much by every nation around the world at some point.
That is correct. Every nation that came by us plundered us.
Yep. And we've been scattered to every nation around the world, but as far as the evangelicals, I'm talking about the ones that don't know. Because the ones that know, they're just perpetrating the lie. But the ones that don't know, the timeline is going to be set by us. Everything is going to react by the way that the Most High moves the children of Israel out. And we
I don't think that they
that
do
plot.
Not know. I think that they know, Sister Yaina. They're just trying to hold on to the tradition. You understand? They've been on top for such a long time. You understand what I'm saying? And they're not willing to turn it loose. You understand? They're not. In fact, something that they're going to do that's going to hold to the tradition, to the prophecies. You understand? These guys going to fight to the death. You understand? They're going to hold on to this to the death. That's why they're going to be destroyed. Hallelujah.
Oh, by the way, I would like to ask you a question. Let me respond to the question you asked before. Why do you think that so many black Christians still hold on to the white idols with the old Roman? I'm just curious about that, because like, I had a girlfriend in high school, a black girl, and her mom, from top to bottom in her house, white Jesus stuff everywhere. Why do you think that happens? Have they just been like sort of wool over their eyes, or what's the deal there? Is it sort of traditional? What do you think? Why do they do that?
400 years of indoctrination.
Brainwashing.
They've been blinded. They have been blinded. Their eyes have been shut. We didn't even, guess what? We didn't even know who we were until the Most High opened up our eyes and explained it to us and let us know that we weren't African Americans, that we weren't Negroes, that we weren't colored people, that we weren't black, the color black is a color, that we were actually a nation in exile, and that because of that fact, because of our disobedience, that we're in these places in the first place. So they don't know who they are. And as much as we try to tell them and show them, the Most High has to reveal himself to them just like he did to us, because we didn't know either.
That is correct.
So there's a book out there, I believe it's called The Making of a Slave. And Christianity was used to force us into Christianity, into believing that Jesus was white.
That is correct.
And to believing that God himself is white, and that when the slave master spoke, or anybody who was white who has spoken to our ancestors, whatever they say, things were it was moving and shaking. Life and death was on that plantation.
That's right.
And if you, being a slave, you went against that, your family, anybody that who you love, you could be taken away, or they can be taken away from you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, so much trauma went on, and Christianity at that time period, when the slave master would come down there to listen to a slave who was told to preach, the slaves, he had to preach what the slave master told him to preach, and it wasn't about no liberation. It was about you will get your heaven when you die. But for right now, you got to do what the slave master says to do. And if you don't do that, then you will be punished. You follow me?
Yeah.
If I
could
add to that, though, but that's also the prophecy. We were told as part of our judgment that we would be made to serve both wood and stone. And it was absolutely important for us to forget about our God, because we had to be blinded in this period of time and not know who our God was in order for us to come back to him. We couldn't come back before it was time.
Right.
So
you know,
what's important here, that our slave, when we before we became, back there in ancient times, that when our ancient fathers, you understand, they did not do the law, and the law was in the land. It wasn't like today where we trying to figure out the law. The law was in the land at that particular time. We worshiped the temple. We brought offerings up, you understand? And what in what is it, Genesis 13, 14, I mean, whatever it is, it says that it says that our seed will be a stranger in a strange land, you understand? And we will be chastened for 400 years, you understand? those things were because of our disobedience to the Almighty. And the law was in the land. That's what gets me. The law was in the land, and the Almighty had already ordained that we were going to go into slavery for 400 years in a land that is not ours. You understand? And the reason why he said that is because when the law was in the land and we still disobeyed. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we disobeyed. So we, guess what? We don't blame the white man. We don't blame the Chinese man. We don't blame the Indian man. We don't blame any of the other nations for us being scattered because we realize that we did this to ourselves by disobeying our Elohim. The problem comes in is how we were treated when we got here. A lot of people went above and beyond what they were supposed to do, and as a result of that, there's a punishment coming.
That is correct.
And
matter of fact, we were supposed to be.
Let me tell you why I say that. Let me tell you why I say that. The difference between that, the Christianity that we've been taught, and what the Bible actually says, is that the Christianity that we've been taught teaches everybody that, oh, we're all just going to love one another. We're all going to love Jesus, and the rapture's going to happen, and we're going to be caught up together to be with the Lord, and everything's going to be fine. But the evil people are going to be left behind, and they're going to go through the tribulation. But that's not what the Bible tells us for real. What the Bible tells us is that we are going to go into a place of safety, and I'm sure it will be some people from the other nations that will be with us, that will leave with us, but that the other nations that plundered us is going to be punished by the Most High. So that's the difference. That everything is going to happen on the earth opposed to certain people leaving the earth. And when you have people believing that they're going to have an escape from the things that the Most High has already said is going to happen, that's where the deception comes in at.
Hallelujah.
By the way, I would like to say on that, on your previous point, America also, as far as their guilt, in addition to the slavery issue, they inappropriately worship figures like Thomas Jefferson. The information on that guy is crazy. Not only was he a slave owner, but he also impregnated his 13-year-old slave. Nowadays we would call that rape, but okay, let's just say he had a baby with her, right? As the history will now record, he then enslaved those children, the ones that he had with his mistress. He then enslaved them and then did not let them loose until they were 18 years old. Now this is somebody who children are taught to revere. He's still on the money. Everything. It's crazy. If there's any country that has really rubbed it in, it's that one. That guy should be erased. Hitler himself did not enslave his own children. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But again, all the nations will be punished because of what they did to us. So, you know, and I don't mean that for that to sound racist or anything, but he sent us into their hands for them to for us to be slaves, but we were beaten, we were hung, we were raped, we were plundered, everything that you can castrated, everything that you can imagine was done to a certain level of evil that you didn't think a person could have. Now, let me say this. Do we kill each other? Absolutely we do. All of it is a part of the curse. And the situation, like Brother Donya, I always said, they took the people that they psychologically abused, and they just set them free. There was no counseling, no anything. So everybody came out of the gate with, I'm going to be better than you, and I'm going to get it any kind of way I can. And if you step in my way, I'm going to step over you. And they still had that mentality today, and that's why we're killing each other in our own neighborhood. Is that right? Absolutely not. Will the Most High deal with that?
Well,
yes, he will. But at the same time, We have to talk to our people to let them know who they are, to let them know that judgment not only starts with you all, but he's going to come and judge us as well.
Well, it's worse than all that, too, because even after they allegedly emancipated the slaves, all of a sudden they started to develop these chain gang systems and imprison black people at an inordinate rate in order to basically perpetuate slavery after it was called off. they made all the excuses of, like, they had a law called loitering. Now it's just used for, like, kids on skateboards or something. But back then, if you were just a black dude hanging out with doing nothing and not working, they would say, hey, you're loitering. They throw you in jail, put you on the chain gang, and there you are, a slave again, but now it's sanctioned by the government, and now it's all clean because you're just being punished for some alleged crime, you know? And so that carried on all the way through the 60s, really, where let's face it, even through the 70s and 80s, where, and even to today, I mean, you know, there's racial profiling that goes on. And in a lot of those cases, people, they're not really forced to go in chain gangs as they used to be. That all ended in the 70s and 80s. But really, for all that time, technically, slavery is still going on. And then they expect that, you know, people, that society, that economic strata is just going to move on from that damage. It's like having a nuclear bomb hit your economic situation, really, and then it just keeps going on and on and on. It only ended like 50 years ago when they stopped chain ganging people and making them build the roads. These roads in this country were built by prisoners who were just thrown into chain gangs. That's slavery. That's how we got all that done. We that's how the freeways were built and stuff. So anyway, sorry, I just wanted to throw that in there.
And it's beyond just the chain gang. From emancipation, we had a little bit of period of time for construction, but after that you have black codes, you have Jim Crow, and we have redlining and crack cocaine and mass incarceration. It's continuous, and that's why the judgment will be great.
Yeah. How about crack cocaine? Ronald Reagan, he flooded the ghettos with cocaine, and then the whole world started to think it was like some kind of a black problem. And really, he was doing that in order to fund his whole ventures down in the Iran-Contra situation. He needed a way of secretly funding. Congress wouldn't give him the right to fund to go fight to send arms down there. He needed money, so he sold all that. And the guy's name was, what was his name? Highway Rich Ross, or some guy that got. He was like the connection, Reagan's contacts in the CIA flooding South Central and all those areas with heavily with crack cocaine. It was very interesting, you know, that kind of stuff was still going on. And then to declare a war on drugs against the thing he started. And, you know, the war, of course, was once again focused on the urban areas, as always. So, you know, 1992 is crazy. I think you'll remember that's when people finally had enough. They were like, that's it. And they burned that whole damn town down over there. That whole city got burned to the ground. They had to call the army in and everything. A little inkling of the people. Go look at Howard Zim. That was an uprising right there. They won't call it that. They call it the riots. But that was an uprising. That was people saying, that's it. We've had enough. We're reclaiming this shit. And Howard Zim would say the same. Go look at his work on this. You have to look at the people's history of all these things on the ground level. You know, not kings and queens, but how were the people on the ground treated? Anyway, sorry. I digress.
All right. Well, let me say this. We have come to the end of our show. I think it was a very good show, and it's always good to have people from the other nations call in when we can have a conversation where everyone has a chance to talk and everyone has a chance to listen. Please feel free to call into our call anytime. You know, we're here to encourage our people to get ready to get their minds ready to start preparing to leave here, because that's the next phase of the prophecy in Genesis 15, 13, and 14. So as we move forward to this thing, we just, you know, we're going to continue to do what we do. We're here every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage everyone to have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget the classes that we have on Wednesday night. We're going to have our Bible, our Old Testament reading on Wednesday night. It's at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039 pound. Again, it's 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039 pound. That's on Wednesday night. On Thursday night, we have the New Testament reading as we go into the book of the Apocrypha, which is a part of the 1611 King James Bible. And we're in that reading right now, and it's the same phone number. We'll be on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. And then we have our Saturday class at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the same number. We encourage you all to have a wonderful rest of your week. and encourage one another. Bring someone to the call. And you guys, don't forget to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. And we say shalom, shalom to everyone, and thank you so much for your call. Shalom, everyone.
Meanie, meanie, teko, you farsin gang.
Okay.